What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. My boy Brad and Dwayne make up the BAD Bad. What's up, Brad? What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about being proactive and eliminating the procrastination element. So I got a quote here from Mark Victor Hansen. Don't wait until everything is just right. It will never be perfect. There will always be challenges, obstacles, and less than perfect conditions. So what? Get started now. With each step you take, you will grow stronger and stronger, more and more skilled, more and more self-confident, and more successful. Let's do this.
I love it, man. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your meal for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like back in the building with my man, Brad, another edition of the Bad Podcast, man. And this is a really good one, man. Like, I got some business to handle before we jump in, but this is a really good one. And I think we segued to it pretty good as well.
Because
you're listening to this week's, the podcast that came out this week, man, we kind of hinted at that as well. So we're going to get into it. But before we do, man. First, man, shout out to you guys, man. You guys are amazing. Putting in the comments on the YouTube, man, that is huge. Even on the social, even on the podcast app, all of those things are helping us. Because what happens when you put those comments in, it helps us in the algorithm and help people discover this podcast, this broadcast. And, you know, the thing I keep hearing, B, is people that find us, they love us, and they're like, why don't everybody else know about you guys? So the way you help us get the word out is to share as you're doing, talk about it, comment. So I'm gonna read a couple of the comments. First one is funny because it's a two-worder by Miss April Hodes 876 said, go Wolfpack. So it must have been when I gave the Philip Rivers, gave the Philip Rivers nod, said, go Wolfpack. Then the next one is boy 91 girl 05. I guess that's her boy and her girl said, maybe if Jeff created an E2M alarm clock or ringtone that screams in Brad's voice 28 days, I would stop hitting the snooze button. Dwayne, can you record a ringtone? I'm serious, bro.
we might see what we can do.
Yeah. All right. So believe it or not, Miss Boy 91 Girl 05, I have a couple of custom ringtones on iTunes, so I know how to submit it. So hey, we might make that happen for you.
I like that.
All right. One more, maybe one more. I don't know. There's a lot of good ones. Let's see. Melanie looks like Richardson dash MX2J1 says, I never thought about congratulating myself because I now have to do more circuits on demo. It's tough working out without the coaches pushing us through it, but I do it. Flex emoji. Congratulations to you. That's mental strength right there to do it on the demo. Actually, I find sometimes be like I push a little bit harder when I got to do it on the demo, man. I mean, I love the ladies. They have great tips and things, but it's something about just, you know, just zoning out and knocking that out. So one more and then we'll get into it. Because we got to get into this topic. But it says Shara Brooks 8374 says, y'all are preaching to me about that snooze button. It is so hard to get up at 4:30 to work out before work, but that's what I need to do to make it my priority. So Shara, we definitely rooting for you to get your hand on the snooze button, get your butt out of bed. And we're going to talk about that today, man. And hopefully this will inspire you as well. So thank you guys for the comments. Continue to drop them in here. And especially if we hit something in this conversation, please leave a comment, leave a like and share. All right, B, read that quote one more time and let's jump into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of sum this one up, but we're gonna hit some strings today, babe, because this is something that we can all relate to. But don't wait until everything is just right. It will never be perfect. There will always be challenges, obstacles, and less than perfect conditions. And you know, we kind of brushed on that last week. And what started this? I like to use my life as content for this podcast. So what sparked this conversation that we're going to have today is a talk that I had with a student this morning, and they had this big assignment right on Friday. And you know, as a high school young person, procrastination will often take over. But that's not just a young person's game. That takes control of our own lives. We allow procrastination to set in. We put things off, you know, just like this assignment for this young person. All right. And what happens a lot of times is we wait for that that crisis call, right? We wait for that emergency. We talk about that urgency that comes with all those emergencies. You get that phone call saying, hey, tomorrow isn't guaranteed. You get that call saying, hey, your assignment's due tomorrow. So what do? Then you go all in, you go frantic, you panic a little bit, right? And what we have to do is we have to limit that procrastination. Procrastination is destroying, I mean, it's obliterating people in our society, procrastination. We got to be proactive. And that's, you know, that's plain and simple. And that's going to kind of lead us into what we're going to talk about today. So that was the spark, right? That was the spark. So here's what we're going to talk about today. All right.
All right.
We want to think of life. We want to think of fitness. We want to think of our relationship. We want to think about our place of work, just like Noah thought about his ark. Right. Mm. So Noah, when did he start building his ark? He didn't wait for the storm to come to him. He went out and he cut the lumber. He got the tools. He got the resources. And what did he started to do? He started to place the pieces in the right spot, right? He went out and pursued the animals and put the animals on his ship, okay? He didn't wait for that crisis call. He didn't wait for the storm to come to him. He went out and he took his own approach and said, you know what? I'm going to be proactive. I'm not going to procrastinate. I'm not going to wait for the clouds to roll in. I'm not going to wait for that first strike of lightning. Boom. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go and make this thing happen before any adversity, any resistance comes to me. I'm going to take control. Can we relate?
All right. Hit it with the Noah, man. So, you know, I love a good Bible story, man. That's my lane. I will say Noah had instructions.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yep. Okay. So you take that and you can sort of think of this as a blueprint. And you know, I preach the prep, rep, repeat mentality, right? So that's the preparation component, right? That preparation, that was the blueprint. Hey, here's the plan. Okay. Be proactive with that plan because we're presented plans, but what do we do with those plans? Okay, I'll place it over here. I'll come back to it later. Noah didn't do that, did he? If he would have, what would happen? What would have happened?
He would have got flooded, man. He wouldn't have made it.
Flooded. Swiped off the planet. Swiped.
No, legit. Baby. Legit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's legit, man. You know, the biggest thing, man, I love that analogy, you know, because he got the blueprint. You know, he got what to make it with, who to gather, what to do. And he went, and like you said, he went to work, man. Yeah. And while he was working, he was being mocked because they had never seen any rain was not a thing.
Right.
So it was like, what's this boat for, man? Like what, you know what I mean? So sometimes when you're in that lane, when you're doing stuff that's not normal, you know, you're hitting that, you're getting up at 4 a.m., you're getting up at 3 a.m., you're going to get mocked. Like people are going to say, why are you doing it? Why are you not in the bed? You know, why are you not sleeping, man? And, you know, in this story, those same critics, it wasn't a good ending, man. I mean, you know,
you know, you sort of jumped on me because I was going to talk about that. And you will always have critics, external critics that are always going to point the finger and always going to mock you, like you were saying, right? Mm-hmm. The reason they often mock you is because they're jealous. They're envious of what you're doing. And, you know, Noah was building this massive structure. Nobody knew why he was doing it. Nobody knew that he had the guidelines in that blueprint. Nobody knew that he had, you know, a plan from above, from the Almighty. Nobody knew that, but they were all looking and they're poking and prodding. But those external factors, what we need to do, that goes in the same package as procrastination. Those are some things that we have to eliminate out of the process, because we allow ourselves to be consumed by those things. But when we're consumed by external factors, what we do is we continue to go around and around and around and around. And that's how we get swiped off this earth. And Noah, he stayed within. He stayed within, and you know, he practiced that proactiveness and wasn't allowing any external factor to creep in and persuade him one way or another.
Yeah, yeah. And it goes back to what you mentioned about waiting for the perfect time and waiting for, you know, because I'm sure it was, you know, it was probably hot. You know, the animals were stinky, you know, the wood was heavy, you know, the tar was sticky, you know, the hammer was. Like, there's so many things that could have been, like, you know, like you said, a procrastinator would have, you know, I'll do it tomorrow, man. You know, I'll do it next week, you know. And it almost goes back to the analogy I used last week about, you know, waiting to jump in, man, waiting to, you know, waiting on that double Dutch rope to get just right, man. For each jump. It's that same thing. It's never going to be the right circumstance, man. It's never going to be the right time. It's never going to be. You know, the stars align, as they say. None that never happens, like ever. You know, and if it does, it's only for a split second. You know what I mean? Like, like there are some instances where things look pretty, you know, at the moment. And if you're not ready, then you know, then you're right back in that same cycle, man. So I think it's really, really important that we dig down on, you know, the fact that. You know, he stayed the course, you know, and then not only that, man, you mentioned the external factors, you know, but not only that, man, he didn't put it off when it got hard. Right. You know, he didn't stop. Like, okay, you sure, man? Like, this is tough.
Right. Don't question, trust the process. Right. We've all heard that. don't question, just trust the process. You know, you're talking about this hammer, and I have this image in my mind of him just hammering away these pegs going into the big chunks of wood, right? Just hammering. Okay, I'm going to go right back to that prep, rep, repeat mantra, right? You have the plan, you have the blueprint, you have the guidelines, you have the playbook in front of you. You know how to pursue building this arc, this hypothetical arc, which is what you can relate to your life or your fitness or your relationship or your whatever. And if you want to make an ironclad life, you want to make an ironclad relationship, ironclad fitness game, you know, it comes down to those reps. Okay. You have the blueprint and you rep that hammer. It's like the old saying goes, man, you could hit a tree 100 times. If you're hitting it all over the place, you're just going to have 100 slashes and gashes in that tree. But if you hit that sucker 100 times in the same place, rep, 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 little by little, that tree will come down. Little by little, you will build your masterpiece. You will develop that masterpiece. Start today. Start today. Too many people are waiting, Dwayne. People are waiting. Okay. Stop procrastinating. Procrastination is a man's killer. It's a woman's killer. It will bring you to your knees and it will keep you down on the ground. So start today. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. All right, do the things right. Do it today. Do it today.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Y'all getting for free what people had to pay $320 for. Brass talk last night.
You know, hey man, you know, this is all free content too. And you know, we're dropping nuggets. This isn't like mind-blowing stuff, but sometimes you just need to hear it. In a different fashion. So that's, you know, you're talking about leaving comments. You're talking about liking. You're talking about sharing this podcast. This is free content. This is two normal guys that have taken an average life and turned it into iron. You're talking building your masterpiece. You're talking building this arc, this structure, this ironclad life, right? My prep, rep, repeat mantra is directly correlated with taking your life from average to iron. That's what you've done, Dwayne. That's what I've done, Dwayne. That's what a lot of people that have been with us as far as E2M and fitness goes, they're taking their average life, setting it on cruise control, and getting their life to an iron life just by that prep, rep, repeat mantra, that prep, rep, repeat mentality, lifestyle, however you want to look at it, and holding themselves accountable, being proactive, and not using that element of procrastination. But this is all free content. Get out there and share this, man.
I know, right? The PRR army, baby. The prep, rep, repeat army, baby. Yeah, man. Yep. No, legit. No, that's really good, man. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Like you mentioned, it, just average guys, bro. Like
average guys,
like,
yep.
Literally, nothing too hot or special, you know. Probably terrible on our best days, you know. But you know, just able to put our heads down and grind out for a season, man. And we're just getting started. That's the beautiful thing about it, man. We're just getting started, and we're seeing some amazing things come to pass. And you know, a lot of the opportunities that we have or we have experienced so far, if we would have procrastinated, you know, because I think back to my story. If when Boss Man told me this, hey, put together a presentation, if I would have procrastinated and waited to the last minute and half put something together, you know, and you know, kind of threw something together last minute, you know, the night before. I used to be a night before warrior now in high school.
Weren't we all?
I was a night before warrior, boy. Yes, sir. Hey, I didn't do that with this show, but no, you know, just not procrastinating, man, and taking the bull by the horns and giving it my best, man, and that just leading to so much more, man. And you know, to the high schooler that might run across this podcast, this you know, YouTuber, you know, me and Brad, like you said, we've been that night before warrior, man. That you'll do so much better, and I'm sure you told your student today the same thing. You'll do so much better if you start today. Like, I don't care when that project, if you start right now and work through that thing and not put it off to tomorrow or whatever, you know, it's going to turn out that much better. And before I pass it over to you, man, I can't help in my mind, there's a song growing up by the Winans Brothers talking about tomorrow, you know, tomorrow, you know, every day was like, you know, somebody said I'll provide all your needs, but you said I will, but tomorrow. Everything was tomorrow, man. And at the end of the song, it says tomorrow might be too late, you know? Yeah, that you just never know. And that you know, that goes back to our other episode, man, with your guy, man, that was unfortunate situation, man. You know, you never know what tomorrow holds, man. So it's always best to start the day. And I'll shut up right here.
No, man. Like, it's such a sad and harsh reality that, you know, we take life for granted and, you know, we go into this monotonous way of life of just doing these things that don't provide any quality, any good value to our lives. And then all of a sudden 20 years has passed, 30 years has passed, 40 years has passed, and we haven't done anything. Like, that's a scary thing. And Dwayne, that's the one thing right now that's keeping me driven. I am scared to death to reach 45 years old, to reach 55 years old. I'm scared to death to look back at my life and realize, what have I done? I haven't done anything. That's the one thing that I'm scared to death of, and I'm not going to allow it to happen. That's my responsibility. That's my obligation. Nobody has control over my life. Nobody has control over my steering wheel. I'm going to steer my life in the direction that I want it to go. She can't control it. He can't control it. My wife, she might be able to control it a little bit, but I'm not going to a little. she kind of nudges me. She nudges me in the right direction. She gives me the elbow boy. And she says, "Hey, go this way." Okay, right. Very good. But Yes, exactly. I'm not gonna let some external factor. Anybody outside of this house is not gonna control me building my art. They're not gonna control me building my life. I'm not gonna look back someday and say, "Hey, because he laughed at me or she laughed at me." I'm not gonna look back and say, "I allowed them to consume what I wanted to do in life." And I'm gonna end with this because I know we're creeping up on that time. All right. If you continue to delay in your life, the storm will come, okay? That's inevitable. The storm will come, and it will come unexpectedly, and it will wipe you out if you procrastinate. Be ready. Your arc is your obligation, period.
I need a Hammond B3 right here, boy. You preaching.
Period.
I love it. No, that's super dope, super fire, man. And I am not going to follow that because that was a great way to end that dialogue. So we'll get into our last segment before we get out of here.
Do you know?
All right. So this week, Do You Know falls on me. And it's a funny one. My mom reminded me of this. But did you know, as a child, actually right around the age of one, I could get myself out of a baby care, you know, the baby bed.
Yeah.
My mom told me that I would shake the bed until the rail fell down a little bit and would flip over it and be gone. She could never, like, you know how you try to put the baby in there so you can go do something else?
Yeah, she said,
I would never stay in there. She said, I figured it out, man. So I found out this week, so y'all finding out as well. Did you know I was a baby acrobat and you couldn't contain me in a baby bed or anything like that? So that's my do you know this week.
Hey, you had things that you wanted to accomplish. You wanted to be proactive. You had to get out of that bed. You couldn't grow in that bed, so you had to get outside the bed, and I got to experience the world, man.
That's right. I didn't want to procrastinate, man. I got out of there.
That's right. I love it, man. I love it.
No, man. That was my mom reminded me of that this weekend.
That's funny.
And it's funny because I faintly remember that. Like,
For
whatever reason, I kind of remember like that bed and shaking it. Well, I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, We're telling you all of our secrets on this podcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All of them. I love it.
Yeah, man. But no, we appreciate you guys tuning in, man. Like we said at the top of the show, all the love, man, is so greatly appreciated. Even, I was at Carowinds today, man, and people recognized and shouted out the podcast out there as well, man. So we greatly appreciate that. We want you guys to continue to do it. And, man, till next week, man. B, you got anything to say?
Nah, man. Good to see everybody. Good to have everybody in the house.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great week. We'll see you next Monday.